Most Americans once knew little about Arabs and Muslims, their perceptions based mostly on Hollywood movies and TV news. Few seemed interested in the Arabic language. But that changed after the terrorist attacks in 2001, says Ala El-Gebali, director of the National Flagship Language Program of Arabic Teaching at the University of Maryland.
There was more curiosity about what the Arab world is, what the Muslim world is, what do they think, who are they? And pursuing the language, of course, is a very good way to get to know that culture and how people think. So that's the main reason. Another reason, of course, is, you know, the geopolitical interest in the area. So some of the students studying Arabic in the States are interested in it because of their interest in jobs that are related to national security.
The Modern Language Association of America says the number of Arabic language students at U.S. universities rose from 5,000 before 9/11 to 12,000 now. Tyler Golson is enrolled in the two-year Arabic flagship program at the University of Maryland.
9/11 kind of was very hard for me and my family, and I just was curious about why it happened. I knew nothing about the Arab world. I knew nothing about Islam. I knew nothing about any of that. And so I just took my first class out of curiosity at college, and then I just fell in love with everything about it.
Tyler plans to use his proficiency in Arabic to become a political analyst. He says the flagship program has used Arab satellite TV to expose him to different Arab cultures. Arabic language instructor Jihan Mansour explains how the program uses Arabic media as a tool for teaching.
It's really new in any Arabic flagship program because it's from the media, the Arabic media. It's not two native speakers speaking only about anything. It's from the media, news bulletins and interviews. And we also have here guest speaker every week, speak with the students, give them lectures, and use the sometimes the native, like Egyptian, Iraqi, Syrian, whatever.
The Arabic teaching program provides students with a dedicated library of dictionaries, textbooks, and a variety of Arabic publications and movies. Again, student Tyler Godson.
You really can't understand Arabic very well unless you know a lot about the culture. It's very, a lot of the words and expressions are very idiomatic. They have a lot of cultural influences.
But Godson says there is no substitute for actually going and living in the Arab world. His classmate Noah Bonsi attest to that.
Well, I lived for a semester last spring in Syria, in Damascus, and that was just an incredible experience, and I've kept in touch with some people from there. I'm actually going to go back and visit at the end of the summer for a little while.
The flagship program includes trips to Syria, Egypt, and Jordan to practice different dialects and deepen students' understanding of the region. Mohammed El-Shinawi, VOA News.